Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
When Eric Cantor was first elected to the 7th Congressional District back in 2000, it was considered a very safe seat for Republicans. Then he was unseated in a Republican primary that took many people by surprise. Now, Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says the seat is emerging as one of the most competitive races on the ballot this fall.
When Dave Bratt knocked off Eric Cantor in that surprise primary, I think it unloosened a lot of forces in the 7th District that were mobilized by Donald Trump's election.
Kidd says Democrats have a double-digit enthusiasm advantage over Republicans in the 7th. And Mark Rozelle at George Mason University says the recent election of a Democrat to a solid red congressional district in Pennsylvania has shifted expectations for what might happen this fall.
In this election cycle that many people believe is going to be a blue wave election, that congressional district in particular could become very closely competitive and actually could switch Democratic, which nobody had anticipated coming into this election year.
Three Democrats are running in the primary this June to take on Bratt in a race that's sure to attract attention and money from across the country. I'm Michael Pope.